Tantor Audio presents Not Quite a Husband by Sherry Thomas. Narrated by Anne Plasnick. Prologue. In the course of her long and illustrious career, Bryony Asquith was the subject of numerous newspaper and magazine articles, almost all of which described her appearance as distinguished and unique, and unfailingly commented upon the dramatic streak of white in her midnight dark hair. The more inquisitive reporters often demanded to know how the white streak came about. She always smiled and briefly recounted a period of criminal overwork in her 20s. It was the result of not sleeping for days on end. My poor maid, she was quite shocked. Bryony Asquith had indeed been in her late 20s when it happened. She had indeed been working too much, and her maid had indeed been quite shocked. But as with any substantial lie, there was an important omission, in this case, a man. His name was Quentin Leonidas Marsden. She'd known him all her life, but never gave him a thought before he arrived in London in the spring of 1893. Within weeks of meeting him again, she proposed. Another month, and they were married. From the very beginning, they were considered an unlikely pair. He was the handsomest, most popular, and most accomplished of the five handsome, popular, and accomplished sons of the 7th Earl of Wyden. By the time of their wedding, he, at age 24, had had numerous papers read at the London Mathematical Society, a play staged at St. James's Theatre, and a Greenland expedition under his belt. He was witty, he was in constant demand, he was universally admired. She, on the other hand, spoke very little, was not in demand, and was admired only in very limited circles. In fact,